2237.
America tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Perhaps you were watching as Bodie Miller got his first Olympic gold medal. Amazing. He did an incredible blistering slalom run to complete one of the most unlikely Olympic comebacks ever. And you can say that when you talk about alpine skiing, how difficult it is after just completely bombing out. In Turin, he's done an amazing, amazing 180. So it was the super combined. It's his third medal at Vancouver. There's still some events left. And good for him because this is a difficult thing to do. So Bodie Miller with Olympic gold. And worth noting here at the top, in ice hockey, Team USA knocks off Canada 5-3. How about that? Woo! Excellent stuff from Vancouver, but that's not where we're going to start. Throughout last week, we were telling you about polls, talking about dissatisfaction with what's happening in Washington and midterm elections coming up, how a lot of new faces could possibly appear, and would Barack Obama be a one-term president? In a lot of polls, he has slipped, certainly, from the high popularity that he had. And that's not surprising. When he first jumped into office, that's like any president. Typically, they step in the door, the popularity is high, and then weeks later, it starts to go down. But he's had a pretty dramatic fall, and the economy has fallen. Even though we keep hearing that the recession is over and we're bouncing back, and look at the markets and the unemployment numbers are better in some states than they have been. More people are going back to work. Still, I think there's a lot of dissatisfaction and people hanging on to things that have happened now in the last couple of months and in the last year and a half, like the bailing out of the bankers. We've seen that. So on the Sunday shows, Colin Powell was a guest and on one of the shows, he talked about it. Remember when he leapt across the aisle as a Republican and instead of throwing his endorsement the way of John McCain when McCain was running against Barack Obama. He shocked a lot of people by supporting Obama instead of McCain. He says that's a move that he said on the show, it's a move that he would still repeat. He had no regrets about doing it whatsoever, even now where we're seeing ourselves with this economy and what's happening here domestically and overseas.
None whatsoever. I think he was the right choice when the nation voted for him by almost a 10 million person majority. And he has done some things that I think have helped the country a great deal. Let's remember, at the time of the election, the United States was falling into a recession. Our financial system was collapsing. We were in deep trouble. And as a result of some actions that President Bush took with the TARP program before he left and what President Obama has done, our financial situation is stabilized and financial institutions are secure now, even though I'm not happy with everything they have done. And now his job has to be to convey to the American people that things are going to get better. And slowly but surely, we're starting to see the kind of improvement the American people wanted and voted him in for. Unemployment, I hope, is still on the way to stabilizing and then dropping. We need to see the credit markets opened up, and we need to see our economy start to function again. It's going to take time for all of that to happen. Now, at the same time, there's an old military expression, no great strategist and no great battle plan survives first contact with an enemy, and no great political campaign survives first contact with trying to govern in Washington, D.C. So he has run into difficulty, but I think he has done quite a few things well to stabilize the situation. But I'm afraid he put too much on the plate for the American people to absorb at this time.
All right, so you heard that, too much on the plate, and as we keep saying, juggling too many balls. But here's the thing. Even saying that, does Powell think that this is a one-term president after having back-to-back two-termers in Bush and before that, Clinton?
politics is not beanbags. It's serious, tough stuff. It's rough stuff. Now, we'll see whether Mr. Obama is a one-term president or not. But I would caution my Republican friends that he's got 3 years to go. And in that 3 years, the American people are going to want to see some progress and not just claims that this guy's out of office and we're going to do everything to destroy him, or that somehow he is a socialist taking over the country. Have we so lost our faith in this country that we think one person, one man, can suddenly change our entire system? That's kind of absurd. And in fact, you're seeing through the Tea Party movement and through what the Republicans are doing that no one person can change the country that way. And so American politics has always been rough and tumble, and you saw it at the CPAC conference. Good. We have had this throughout our history. Let's argue. Let's fight. Let's even call each other names from time to time. But at the end of the day, the American people will watch this. They'll find enjoyment and entertainment in it, but they're going to want to see compromise and progress to solve their problems, and not just rallies on either the left or the right where people enjoy themselves screaming.
All right, so it's excellent timing for this. He was on Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer as part of the Sunday Swirl. A big week for Obama. February 25th, this Thursday, would be the C-SPAN day when all the world gets to see, for who's ever watching, the Democrats and the Republicans go at it, probably, argue, and who knows what else, and what Powell's saying there. And that's what's going to happen at the end of the week. And also, besides that, you've got the governors in town, too. It's a big get-together with the governors, which is the normal thing that the president would do. But what's happening in the states, because they're being drained financially, I would imagine the economics of it all is probably going to be front and center when the govs meet and talk to the president, too. With Obama, it's going to be health care in some form. So I've said this all along. I think the problem is you need to reboot. Just make a different timetable. You can set a hard date, but make a different timetable. I think the Democrats are out of their minds if they think that they're, without ramming this through, that they're going to get this thing to pass. So why not table it? Why not do that and try to reset and do it truly the bipartisan way and see if you can come up with some kind of reform? You know, now we're talking about these health rates in light of Blue Cross Blue Shield in California saying they were going to jack up prices to a ridiculous amount. You have the president messing with the proposal, saying that he's going to give the government the power to deny health premium increases or perhaps roll them back. Now, this is a good thing. I pretty much think that the Republicans and the Democrats would jump on board of this train in a heartbeat, because then if he's able to do this and say that, you know, this is outrageous, the premium is that much over the top, you have to roll them back or get rebates for the consumers or whatever it is, the president is proposing doing that very thing. Limiting the rate hikes by the insurance companies, which is the thing that so many people are struggling with. And it's because of that Blue Cross deal in California. You know, they wanted to jack up their premiums up to 39% more. Oh, how could you possibly, especially in California, how could you possibly afford that? Hang with us. More Around the Bend.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
As much as I'm about less power, baby, if the Prez wants to propose giving the Feds some power to block the excessive rates that are being thrown out there by the health insurance companies, I gotta say, thumbs up to that move. But what do you think, America? Throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Of course, this is a way to curry favor, but I don't think we're gonna see the kind of health care reform that was initially proposed passed anyway, and I really honestly believe they should just boot it, set a different timetable for it. But, hey, you want to attack the rates. And the people in California with that Blue Cross move, the 39%, that's just outrageous. I mean, hey, fair is fair. And you may expect the premiums could go up, but 39%? Who's affording that? Got a whole bunch of kids? You have just regular doctor visits, and you're in a place like Cali. Forget it. You'd be living in a, you'd be lucky if you'd be living in a trailer at that point. It'd be that awful to try to find a way to squirrel away the money to pay that. That's, I mean, that's outrageous. Whatever happened to them, and that rate hike is unacceptable. And they're not the only ones. There's other companies that are proposing, you know, 16%. Increases. But what will be interesting is to see the reaction completely to this, because you have to remember insurance has massive lobbyists and foots the bill on the Hill in some cases. So unentangling the interest of the insurance companies could be interesting for some of the politicians, I believe. Speaking of unentangling, this may be the craziest thing. The craziest thing that I have ever heard when it comes to any type of webcam action, any kind of laptop that kids get from a school. And sadly, it's from an area where I grew up. In Philadelphia, there's a school district that is accused of secretly switching on laptop computer webcams inside kids' homes. Now, they say they never used the webcam images to monitor or discipline students. And they also believe that one of the administrators was portrayed unfairly and just completely brutally attacked. And just because what happened is the story got out and they didn't want it to get out. It's the Lower Merion School District, which that's not important, but there was a suit filed by a student. And they've acknowledged that webcams were remotely activated 42 times in 14 months. Wait, that's not spying. Yes, we did activate those webcams, but only to find missing, lost, or stolen laptops, which would include a loaner computer that, against regulations, might be taken off campus. So they're trying to say, wait. We were never trying to spy on kids. We only had webcams installed so that if they got stolen, we would be able to find them. If they were lost, we would figure out where they were. That's why we had those put in there. Now, do you believe this? If you believe this, I got the most incredible seafront property on a beautiful area in Sanibel Island that I want to sell you. And it's a steal. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't care what that superintendent says and who he protects and what's happening in Lower Merion. That's just wrong. Why would you even do that? And especially without permission. If you sent home a laptop and said, okay, just so you know, we have a webcam that we can activate on this computer, so if it gets lost, we can try to find it. We can try to figure out who has it or if it gets stolen. But they never told anybody that, so I think they're in big trouble. And they may have other lawsuits, because I think some of the other kids catch wind of this and they decide, okay, we're going to file a lawsuit too. And what's happened is one of the students filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the district, the board of directors, anyone they could find. Who could we, let's go after the janitor. And what they're saying is, it's, and they're looking for to do the class action thing too. And they're specifically talking about one laptop photo that the school apparently saw, and they thought the student was engaging in improper behavior. So he and his family told reporters that an official mistook a piece of candy for a pill and thought he was selling drugs. This is not a good thing. Because even if he was selling drugs, meaning that they were spying unknowingly on this webcam, no. And it's so weird. This is a very affluent, rich area. The blue bloods of Philadelphia, if you will. And these are Apple laptop computers. 2,300 kids got them at the two high schools. So I cannot even imagine it. There were two employees in a tech department who could activate the cameras, and they can capture still images but not the sound. So what's really weird is there was no notification. That's the problem. And I love this. The superintendent comes out. This guy should be a politician. His name's Chris McGinley. He's the superintendent. This is just like in Washington. Oh, okay. Well, we take that back. We made a mistake. In fact, they could be part of this current administration, or this McGinley guy could. He says, this notice should have been given. We regret that it wasn't done. Are you kidding me? No notification that the laptop that these kids were taking home had security software in it? Oh, they're in trouble. I mean, those schools are sunk. That district's in big trouble. I don't care what they found or what they saw or whatever happened. And 42 times they activated it, and apparently they did find some computers, but not in all of the times that they activated it. In fact, in at least half. So that's an invasion of privacy. That's like, is this federal wiretapping? I'm sure the FBI is looking into this. Computer intrusion laws, were they violated? I think that superintendent's done. And at the school, they'll clear the decks with whoever was in that tech department. But I cannot believe it. And whether some of the parents back up the school district and say, well, they're not really spying on the kids, and this is a great school, and this is a great computer program. I mean, they are sunk. Can you imagine that, Matt, that the kids, this is a wealthy area, so, of course, they give them the top-of-the-line Apple computer, jimmy-rig it all with the web camera, and they can activate it. So they can activate it themselves. they do that half of the time. They just activate it. I mean, it could be just some perv that's working in the tech department checking out who's in front of the laptop.
Yeah, not good at all. You don't want.
I just can't believe. And like I said, the guy comes out and says this notice should have been given.
Yeah, because you figure that. I don't know. I mean, kids are kind of loose with their laptops. You don't know where they're leaving them. If they do have them just sitting around, like, the locker room or something like that. I mean, who knows? And then all of a sudden, random people are just throwing the web camera on. That's
not
safe.
It's
not
good. It's not safe. It's not safe at all. And I think that I think that school will be lucky if it's standing. That's why you got a couple of parents who've stepped forward to say, oh, it's a great school and the program's good. It's not going to be enough. If I'm a judge, I think they're going to find cause for all kinds of things, violation of privacy laws and whatever. I mean, they're going to be able to nail them on a bunch of different things. And saying that, geez, we should have sent home a note. The odds that somebody, see, that's the thing. First of all, if you were going to use it to find the laptops in the first place, then everybody knows that they're going to know you've activated it. Oh, we see your laptop. Here's where it is. It's in your bedroom. I mean, wow. When I first heard that story, I thought I misunderstood it. I thought it was me. I thought, well, I'm not really dense, but okay, let me hear this story again. And when I heard it the second time, I was just, I mean, stunned beyond belief. What are they thinking? Bad news. You know, we were talking about in our first hour, if you happen to tune in for that, Afghanistan and the situation in Afghanistan. And now they're saying, because remember, it's the day ahead, that at least 19 people were killed by a NATO airstrike. It was on a convoy of cars and trucks and whatever in southern Afghanistan. What happened is it fired on a group that they thought contained insurgents, only to discover later, oh, this is bad, that women and children were in the cars. So how many died of the women and children, we don't know, just 19 total. It was three minibuses, to be specific. They were hit down a main road that they were going on, and this was in Kabul. There were 42 people in the cars, all of them civilians. So you can be sure that there's going to be some blowback from this. But, I mean, specifically what happened here and what they were targeting, and, you know, was it, remember we had an errant rocket last week, and so they took that out. That was just off course, or what specifically happened. We'll fill you in as soon as we know, as we try to fill in the blanks there. Coming up on the flip side from our Bad Boys file of Tiger Woods. It did happen on Friday morning. I thought it was worth a go around. We're going to let you hear what he said in case you missed it on America Tonight.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required, no doctor visit required, no painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Things to talk about in the world of sports, like the Olympics and the 24 medals the Americans have won so far, and seven of them gold. It's just been terrific. And Bodie Miller, I've said it now a bunch of times, he wins the first gold medal of his career, and Team USA knocked off the Canadians, shut them down 5-3. It was a fun game to watch, and we're going to let you hear some of the highlights of that coming up later on. But a lot of times now, sports crosses all kinds of social lines. I'm putting this really politely, too, just so you know, if you haven't listened to the show. And the strange deal with Tiger Woods, what happened that weekend in November, Thanksgiving weekend, when the world was shocked and, you know, we had the accidents and the rest is history, however many different women he slept with and whatever. So the paparazzi have been all over him. They've had to build a fence inside the fence of his place in Orlando, and the titillation factor is off the charts. And he hasn't said anything. He hasn't been anywhere. Just the other day, the first picture ever emerged of Tiger Woods since this whole thing started. There was a picture that kind of looked like him from some rehab place, but he wasn't at that rehab place. And, I mean, it's just gone off the charts. I mean, absolutely crazy. But Tiger Woods is a face, a name that people recognize, even if they're not sports fans. He has that kind of, in that kind of way, transcended sports and capitalized on it. So that's what happened here. Finally, he decides to come out and make a statement. It was about 14 minutes long. And he apologized, I don't know, 11 times or so in the course of what he was talking about. But it's the first time that he said anything. And it was a very controlled atmosphere. 40 people were handpicked, including people that were friends. He didn't take any questions when it was over, and the media was in a different part of the PGA Sawgrass spot. And, you know, he talked about taking responsibility and whatever. But I'm going to let you hear this because it was crazy. They broke into programming. I couldn't believe when I was just flipping around later in the day how much I saw on Tiger Woods on everything, whether it was sports, whether it was news, whether it was local, whether it was national. So there was some certain fascination here with Tiger, worthy, I guess, of us looking back at what he said from our Bad Boys file. So take a listen.
I know I have bitterly disappointed all of you. I have made you question who I am and how I could have done the things I did. I'm embarrassed that I have put you in this position. For all that I have done, I am so sorry. But there's one issue I really want to discuss. Some people have speculated that Elon somehow hurt or attacked me on Thanksgiving night. It angers me that people would fabricate a story like that. Elon never hit me that night or any other night. There has never been an episode of domestic violence in our marriage, ever. Elon has shown enormous grace and poise throughout this ordeal. Elon deserves praise, not blame. The issue involved here was my repeated irresponsible behavior. I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated. What I did is not acceptable, and I am the only person to blame. I stopped living by the core values that I was taught to believe in. I knew my actions were wrong, but I convinced myself that normal rules didn't apply. I never thought about who I was hurting. Instead, I thought only about myself. I ran straight through the boundaries that a married couple should live by. I thought I could get away with whatever I wanted to. I felt that I had worked hard my entire life and deserved to enjoy all the temptations around me. I felt I was entitled. Thanks to money and fame, I didn't have to go far to find them. I was wrong. I was foolish. I don't get to play by different rules. The same boundaries that apply to everyone apply to me. I brought this shame on myself. I hurt my wife, my kids, my mother, my wife's family, my friends, my foundation, and kids all around the world who admired me. I understand people have questions. I understand the press wants to ask me for the details of the times I was unfaithful. I understand people want to know whether Elon and I will remain together. Please know that as far as I'm concerned, every one of these questions and answers is a matter between Elon and me. I do plan to return to golf one day. I just don't know when that day will be.
All right, so you heard Tiger Woods there. Like I said, 14 minutes, and Matt Johnson, good job there just kind of extracting some of it for you, the main things in what he was talking about. You heard him say he was upset about the Elon thing, that they were no domestic violence, rather, in their marriage. And then he talked about there was all these questions about timelines, and that's between he and his wife and all that sort of stuff. And he's mentioned that he was going back into therapy and said he was receiving guidance for the issues he's facing. He didn't say how long he would be there and didn't talk about when he was coming back to golf. He basically said he didn't know. The question is Tiger still fair game, or is it time to just leave this alone? Is it time to leave the guy alone? And was he sincere in his apology? See, here's the problem. It would have been so much better, one, and I understand why they wanted to control everything. They want anything to be manipulated because they've seen what's happened now as the crazy paparazzi, because I'm going to say paparazzi, are staking them out, following the car, doing everything. They didn't want to make any mistakes, so it was very, very controlled and stiff and robotic. I think it would have been a little bit better off the cuff. Or if he had just said, after this whole thing happened, come out of the house, go down and say, listen, I'm a golfer, and I know that these outrageous things are starting to happen. I apologize for my wife, to my wife, and this and that, but I'm a golfer. And so has this helped him? Is this time to say goodbye, leave this whole thing alone? Or you know, was he just so insincere that he's just going to get beat up some more? It's not done. Because once he goes back out on tour, if he goes back out on tour, and I think still the titillation factor that I talked about before is there, he's not going to shake the people that are following him looking for the pictures of him and his wife, reconciliation, you name it. Anybody coming to see him, some other possibility of some other woman flying around trying to see him, it's going to be a very long time. He already didn't like the fact that people were in his business. Now you can multiply it for a while. Times 10. Matt, did you heard that just there. Did you see any of that? What did you think of the Tiger Woods deal?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of sick of the whole Tiger thing, to be honest with you.
I know. That's what I said. I said, is it time to leave Tiger alone? But he's not going to be left alone by the paparazzi. I know that.
Yeah, they're going to still surround his house and his wife and his kids and all
that. And look for the picture, the photo ops of him with her.
The million-dollar prize for the photo. So, I don't know. I think it's just time to kind of leave it alone for a while. And when he comes back to golf, he comes back and then he can be the story again.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's time to leave it alone. I don't think he wasn't overly, it wasn't seem like an overly sincere apology, but this isn't Tiger. I mean, that's not how he talks, and that's not what he talks about. And I imagine that had to be very odd for him because he's used to being the anointed one. When it's so hard, and we so do this in our culture. People just go to the top, and they are revered. But man, if there's a slip, if there's alcohol or women or any kind of a scandal or whatever, you are out there dangling from a thread. And Tiger, you know, he was the untouchable guy. So when all of this started to crack open, you knew it wasn't going to go away anytime soon. I mean, hey, he went out there and decided to talk about it. I said this before, he's a golfer, and does he really have to do that? If I were one of his people, his PR people, I probably would have told him just to address it sooner in the beginning and get it over with. And, you know, how did it come off? I think that most people thought, well, you know, he apologized, leave him alone, or it seemed a little insincere, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, he had a problem, and this I don't think was his problem. In fact, the tour commissioner took responsibility for this. None of the players knew that he was going to come out and make this little, you know, appearance. And, of course, it's going to be big news. So they're out there in Arizona during the Accenture Match Play Championship, and everybody's bombarding them with questions. And Ernie Els was asked a bunch about it. What was, you know, was he getting back at the tournament, the title sponsor, because they dropped him over the scandal? And, of course, Ernie Els had something to say about that. So Fincham, who allowed Woods to use the PGA Tour headquarters, knew that he was simply on a break from the therapy and he was going to return on a Saturday, so that's why he did it, but they didn't let anybody know. Once again, you have somebody saying they screwed up. So this time it's the PGA Tour. We screwed up. That's just a screw up on my part. You can never think things through too much. Stay with us.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Should he just be left alone after all this nonsense? Although, honestly, he's not going to be left alone. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you coast to coast, everywhere in between. Just completely elated over Team USA beating the Canadians 5-3. A real shocker for some people, anyway. Although Team USA wasn't getting a little bit of the credit that they, I think, deserved. You know, the Russians are a tough team, and there are many tough teams to come, and who knows ultimately who ends up with the gold medal. I think it is going to be the Russians, but kudos to the Americans for this one. Al in Canada, hello.
Hi, Kate. Team Canada's best line, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. They got wasted on the way by Team USA.
That's the best line. Excellent.
Because there is a guy named Nash, Sidney Crosby, and there's a guy named Nash, Steve, I forget what the heck is. Steve Nash,
Steve
is
Nash,
the best
basketball player.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Steve Nash is a Canadian basketball player, but there's a guy named Gay. You know, this is a case where the United States of America is the very best, almost the best in the world at a sport that nobody in the United States gives a rat's ass about. That's the irony of the whole thing. But, you know.
But that's not true. I grew up in Philadelphia, one of the original six hockey teams.
No, Philadelphia is one of the original 12.
12, I'm sorry. Are you kidding? My uncle played pro hockey. We lived and died hockey, Al.
Well,
I take offense to that. Northeast, listen, in the Northeast and the Midwest especially, it is hockey. Where is hockey town? Detroit.
Oh, yeah, so somebody told me that hockey ranks somewhere between darts and 10-pin bowling in the United States. But it was, you know, okay, where on earth was Tiger Woods' mother-in-law? This is something that a mother-in-law should be handling, isn't it? She was nowhere in sight. Where was she?
I know, but why would she be at his little staged conference?
This is something that every man's mother-in-law will sell. If a man fools around on his wife, the mother-in-law settles it. The mother-in-law handles it. And it doesn't get out on the phone. Tiger Woods looked to me like a man who was sorry he got caught. I didn't watch the whole thing, but that was the most annoying, boring 10 minutes or whatever it was, 15 minutes of television that I've ever seen. You know, it was full of banal cliches and trite platitudes. You know, Kate, would you explain to me why is hitting a ball with a stick, why does that make one or require one to be a role model? Was Mickey Mantle or Babe Ruth or Ty Cobb, were they role models? Would you want your kid to be like a Ty Cobb?
No, I wouldn't want them to be a role model. Have a role model be any of the athletes, most likely,
yeah,
no.
He doesn't owe an apology to you and me. He owes an apology to God, his wife, and his sponsors.
Yeah.
If I owned a company that paid Tiger Woods $100 million for doing ads and being a sponsor for me and being my face and whatever, endorsing my products, and he made about 10 times more money on ads than he did by just golf, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He made incredible money. Yeah.
But why aren't these? I'll bet you, this is my prediction, Kate. I'm probably wrong. 99% of my predictions are wrong. But I'll bet you that some of these companies are going to sue him to try to get some of their bloody money back because they were giving him hundreds of millions of dollars to be their representative, to be their spokesperson. And he's running around cheating on his wife with a bunch of hookers. I mean, they did not get their value, did they?
Well, they did get their value originally, like American Express and stuff, but what they did, Al, the ones that were paying him yearly, they dropped him, like Accenture.
Yeah.
That's what they did. They dropped him. I don't think they'll sue him, but they stepped away from him, and he lost a ton of money because of it.
Yeah. No, I'll leave my worst stupid joke. You're going to get mad at me for this one, but what do they do at sex rehab? Do they look at naked pictures of Madeleine Albright and Janet Reno? Now what you go?
You got the crickets, Al. You were great off the top with your joke, but you were bad on the back end. It has to pay off in some way, and that didn't pay off. I understand what you're saying, but it didn't pay off. And no, I don't think athletes should be role models, but here's the bottom line, the honest truth to the whole thing is, you know, you're an athlete, your name gets bigger, you're all of a sudden in a video game, selling merchandise, or the team is making money off your name with the jerseys and all that stuff. And kids love sports, especially if it's that kind of a kid, not all, but a big majority. And that is who they want to be like. They want to be like Mike back in the day. Now they want to be like Alex Rodriguez or Derek Jeter or the Flying Tomato probably is better now that we're in the middle of the Olympics, and that's just how it is. So there is some truth to that. You don't have to be a role model, and he is just a golfer. I agree with that. And the person he owes the apology to is the family, and especially his wife. And will she take him back? Who knows? But now Pandora's box has been opened up, and we live in the age of peekaboo, where nothing, there are no sacred cows. This is the internet, rather, times 10, with social networking, internet, cell phone videos, and flip videos, and everything else. I mean, he's too recognizable. And now all these women, not hookers, but, okay, maybe one step above that, some of the women anyway, porn stars, and the conversations they had with reporters and the publicity they got, it just didn't die. if it wasn't like one woman or two women, and it just was a carousel of women, and it just became a giant joke. So I guess you could ask, did Tiger's apology take? Al says no, it wasn't sincere, a bunch of platitudes and whatever. And it didn't seem sincere, it seemed robotic, no question about that. But it's not the world that he owes the apology to. And he did say that, and he didn't say, I don't owe the world an apology. He apologized to his fans and all that other sort of stuff. And, you know, we haven't seen the last of this. Because he's going to come back to golf. I cannot believe, and he could. He could certainly stop his career. He has so many, you know, a collection of trophies. He will still go down as one of the greatest golfers of all time, but I seriously doubt it. He's too young, and there's too much golf left in him and competition. I can't believe that he would step away from the game. How long he stays away, now that's a different question. I mean, does he stay out the whole year and try to repair this whole thing and feel better about it? I mean, you know, maybe, but I wouldn't doubt that he shows up on tour right before the Masters and then plays the Masters. Maybe does a couple of tournaments before that. So that's April. So we would be looking at possibly, this is February, possibly mid-March, perhaps. But only he knows that one. So you have the Woods thing going on right in the middle of the Olympics and right in the middle of that golf tournament. That wasn't his timing. The PGA set it up and invited him to do that, knew that he wanted to do that, invited him to do that. So that, unfortunately, was poor timing on their part by not informing the players, at least, so they weren't thrown under the bus and ambushed by reporters asking about what do you think he's going to talk about and how do you feel about it and whatever. What are they supposed to, you know, ultimately, what are they supposed to do? Hey, a quick note on this. I mentioned this once, but two men who once went to church together are charged with intentionally burning down a church in East Texas, and they're suspected of a string of church burnings. Man, that is messing with the wrong kind of karma. And the motivation, I don't know, one's 19, one's 21. And with the amount of churches that you're talking about, they could be in prison, I would think, for life. Their bond is set at $10 million apiece. They've got all kinds of hardcore evidence on them, of course, you're innocent until proven guilty in our justice system, but they got a lot of the goods on them, and if they can link them to all these churches at that young age, they'll be locked away, you know, lock them away and throw away the key. And they're suspected of 10 altogether, maybe even another one, 11. And in some cases, try to break into the churches first and then burn them, I mean, literally to the ground. Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.